All right.
Keep rolling.
Welcome back to the mix, everyone. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
Hello.
And we're in person today, so it's a little different. But we also have a special guest. We have Michael, our producer.
Hi, everybody. I'm behind the scenes. You never see me.
He's technically always here. Almost always here, but today,
I missed one podcast and the audio got fucked up. Never happening again.
But he actually watched everything today, and he's a big Transformers guy. So we're going to have him review things with us today. So,
yes, sir.
Speaking of Transformers, what we have today on the slate, we have Transformers, we have The Flash, we have Elemental, and we have Black Mirror Season 6. Ooh. So it's a pretty loaded slate. I'm not sure if we're going to have time for a game today. But to get started here, we had Transformers, which we watched the longest time ago, but yeah. So it's like not super fresh in my head, but... What were your...
probably the latest
thing. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, we got a Transformers Die Hard.
Yeah.
And I'll say I'm a casual Transformers casual, and then you're just...
And I'm the Transformers hater.
So. Oh, hater.
Yeah.
Hater.
Yeah. Big one.
This one is actually one of the better ones.
Oh.
For me. I think that's like a pretty
low bar.
Like, yeah. The only ones that I honestly think are good are the first one and Dark of the Moon. Bumblebee's alright. But I don't know. It's so different from the other ones.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is that a Transformers movie?
And then, I like The Last Knight, but a lot of people like.
I loved
it. Hate it, and I can see why. But like, yeah. So I think this one is above the Last Knight, but under the first one and Dark of the Moon, because
You said over Dark of the Moon?
No, under.
Okay.
Dark of
the Moon. Okay,
yeah,
I got scared.
Yeah. No way. I know you don't understand. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like. Okay.
But yeah, so like the human characters this time around are like way better than. Any of them before, I think. Better than Shia LaBeouf, Mark Wahlberg, Hailee Steinfeld.
Okay. I like that
too. I like the relationship between Mirage and the main character. I think that's better than the other movies too. Overall, just like the storytelling too, I like a lot. Like the way the characters, their problems and how everything's solved. And then like the humans are useful. Like the girl, she's like an archaeologist, right? So they kind of need her. Like, it felt like a spy movie in that sense, where like everybody has their own job, and they're like going across like the whole globe.
What did you think made the humans in this movie better?
Huh. I mean, not to take your point, but the archaeologist part was kind of like pretty helpful because this person had like an actual purpose.
Yeah.
So it made
usually
sense.
It's not like that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it made sense on how they discovered what
they
discovered.
Yeah, they're usually just watching, right?
Like Megan Fox. Being involved in that whole thing was just so random.
In the first movie, they kind of tried to make it sense because, like, she's a car person.
Yeah, but
then after that, then
just never felt right, you know. And then Shia LaBeouf, they had to kind of force that because of the glasses.
Yeah, the glasses.
See, this woman was just doing her job, and her job happens to be finding shit like that. So it's like that makes the most sense. But yeah.
And then the guy himself, he's like pretty useful. Like the movie kind of like kept like trying to make a point. Like, oh, we kind of need. A small person, like, on the ground doing stuff for us, because they're big robots. And
yeah.
And I like that. They didn't really do that before either. Maybe with Mark Wahlberg, but not really.
When they put the gun on him?
Yeah, and
when
that's
he
really
shot
cool.
the Deadeye guy with the green beam?
Yeah.
That was the fourth one.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think what they did with him in this movie, Anthony Ramos as the actor, is what they wanted to do with Mark Wahlberg, but it wasn't really, like...
Because
they also made him a family man, which is kind of, like, tough for Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, he has so many things going on. But, like, this guy is, like, he just doesn't have a purpose, really. Like, in life, not in the movie. And then, like, his whole storyline is, like, oh, they're giving him... He's finding his purpose, I guess.
I love that.
What did you think of it?
I fucking hated the movie. I'm just kidding. kind of agree with a lot of the things you said, in all honesty. Like, especially with the main character. In all honesty, this is the first time I actually got more involved in the main character and the robots felt like the side characters.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the first time I actually, like, got really, like... I wanted to see him win for his little brother. Like, I wanted to see that relationship, you know. I wanted to see him go crazy. It's really hard for me to remember, like, every little detail about it. But the only thing that I could really think about is how it ended. And that was with the G.I. Joe card. I was like, whoa. Oh.
I know, that's kind of, like, the biggest thing that you could spoil this movie. That's alright.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, because, like I said before, I think that... Damn. Are we not allowed to spoil the movie? Like,
We usually try not to.
How the hell do you talk about movies and you can't?
We're already there.
Fuck it. We already did.
I broke the fourth wall.
We're here.
Okay. So for those who didn't watch, skip this shit. But when I seen that part, I was like, wait, what are we doing here? I was like I was kind of annoyed about it because I was like, why are we merging these worlds? And then I think about it, like, I'm like, okay, if my dad was watching this, I feel like he would feel a little fulfilled inside because this is what the little boy in him wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
When he was a kid, he was like, why aren't we merging? Like, oh, imagine if, you know, I feel like a lot of creativity could happen there. A lot of imagination, probably. So I kind of understood it from that perspective. But then I thought about it. I was like, oh, they're pulling a Marvel right now, bro. They're trying to multiverse this bitch. Like, they're trying to bring in different shit. So it kind of made sense.
Money, that's why.
Yeah, see, and then I did not like the Mirage character.
Is it because it's Pete Davidson?
That's exactly why. Because I could not take that character seriously whatsoever. Like, I just kept imagining a goofy-ass Pete Davidson. It's the same dude who fucked Kim Kardashian, bro. Like, I could not... All I could think about is, like, bro, like, this is Pete Davidson. This is not Mirage. This doesn't feel right. But,
I also heard that comment from, like, other people, but I thought it was okay. I accepted it.
I actually liked it, because it gave him way more personality than all the other Transformers I've ever seen before.
But it also made it feel like he was, like, I don't want to say overacting, but he was just very goofy. So I guess, because I was expecting so much seriousness, that the goofiness it didn't mesh well with me. Maybe that's just this movie, though, because there could be more, but I don't know what they're going to do with the Mirage character after this, because didn't he die when they merged, or did they... Like,
no, they
what the fuck was that about?
There's a post-credit scene where they hinted that he was like, he just needed parts.
At the end of the movie.
Were rebuilding him, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I remember that now because he was with his homie afterwards.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the same dude he was rolling with before everything went to shit?
Yeah, that's one thing. I really like the action. Even that, like, that whole scene where he's stuck in the car. Like, a lot of that stuff is like, this is like the classic, you know, like blockbuster movie that you want to watch.
And it felt old school too. Yeah, exactly. Like, it felt like it was an old school film, so I've appreciated the fuck out of that.
But with that though, there's also hints of like, they're trying to kind of be like Marvel, like
trying to gulp this shit up.
This is already in a universe, so like the story can't be all like too crazy because it's also a prequel. And I felt that a lot too, where like they couldn't really go all out, or like they had to hold back a little bit because it's like, at this point in time, you're not supposed to know in the universe that Transformers are around. Like, they only came out when, like, whenever the 2007, when all that happened. So, like, they have to, like secretly hide stuff, you know?
Are they resetting, or they're not resetting?
I think they're, like, sticking with this universe.
I can't tell, because, it's the 80s, right? Or, like, the 80s or the 90s,
right? Now
it's
the 90s, yeah.
So,
Haley Steinfeld was, like, the 80s.
So, does the Shia LaBeouf stuff happen after?
I'm assuming that's what they're doing.
So, like, they're building up
to
that.
They're also even giving Optimus Prime, like, a character arc in these movies, which is like, I guess it makes sense, but it's like,
I didn't like how he was like, I had that. Yeah. It felt goofy.
It feels better for like him to just know that, you know, like, oh yeah, well, this is our planet, and we're gonna protect them. But he has to like learn that in this movie. It's like, I kind of like him just like already being that person, because him learning from Optimus Primal to be like that is just like,
wait, who?
Optimus Prime learning from Primal that he has to, like...
Thank you, okay, yeah.
It's like,
which was a
he's
never...
named after you, though, so it's like...
Yeah.
Which was another weird thing, the Primal guy. I was like, I remember seeing the trailer for it, and be like, oh, fuck yeah, we're turning these motherfuckers into monkeys? Let's go! But then... Oh, damn, I peaked. But then when I, like, kept watching, I was like, oh, they're not really doing much with this guy. He's just kind of like a mentor for Optimus, it kind of feels like. He's just kind of like, you know, like, there. And then I never really, like, felt that connection with them. But, yeah, no, I think that another thing that kind of made me mad was how they didn't... I don't know what the plan is with Unicron. Because in the show, like, Unicron was like, you know, Unicron's always been like the Thanos, like the hidden...
I think that's what they're doing.
But remember in the last night how...
What this was setting up. Because he's on the planet, or technically, I think...
He was gulping the planet.
Yeah.
But in last night,
he's
Earth
the
was Unicron. So I was like, what the fuck is that about?
You know how, like, everything blew up at the end of this movie and there's all that stuff under or whatever?
Barely.
I'm assuming that's what they found, but maybe not. Like, that's what this movie's trying to do is explain all that stuff.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a little skeptical in the Unicron situation, too. And then, you know, other than that, I'm trying to think about what else I, like, didn't like about it. It's hard off the top of my head, but like I said, I loved the main character. I got really attached to him. And then... I mean, I was kind of mad because my boy was fly as fuck. Decided the bitch wasn't all that. So I was like, y'all couldn't put a baddie next to my boy, but fuck it. She's smart and intelligent, so I guess that makes up for it. Sorry.
That's a Transformers usual, that's why.
So used to the Megan Fox and the other bitch who was with, the second bitch that was with Sam. I don't know her actor or her real name. In Dark of the Moon, what was her name?
It was Rosie Huntington-Whiteley's name. She was like... She was a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah. My dad literally told me, he was like, yeah, that's Victoria's Secret. And I was like, oh, okay. And then for the rest of my life, I was like, yeah, that's Victoria's Secret. So thanks for that. But, overall, solid movie, but it just didn't feel like the, I didn't get that like Revenge of the Fallen, Dark of the Moon vibe. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go now.
Yeah sorry, I kind of.
I disagree.
Hater.
Yeah, I'm. I was not a fan of the main character. I thought most of the relationships were pretty corny. I like the action though. Robots fighting. I mean, yeah. You can't really go wrong.
There are a lot of one takes in this too.
Yeah. And I kind of like the whole human suit thing. It made the humans useful. Cool. I like the attempt to make the humans useful. Because I honestly only remember like Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox like running around and kind of doing nothing. But
Cade Yeager was in the field, bro.
Yeah.
He's trying.
Boom, boom.
And even the archaeology stuff is like, yeah, I guess. And they made like specific small robots so that they could fight robots, but it's kind of like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It was okay. Yeah.
What's the part that's like that you could vividly remember the most off the top of your head? Because maybe that was your favorite part. Damn. Or your most cringe part. Who knows?
What you remember the most, I guess.
Yeah.
Because
for me, it's the G.I. Joe part.
Okay, so I see what they're trying to do with the main character and his brother and the whole family thing. I just didn't really feel that deep to me. Like, I didn't really...
It did feel like they were kind of...
I felt kind of forced.
Forced, yeah.
But
I also feel like it was a way to get the little brother... I mean, I feel like they're going to take the little brother and, like, build around him for some reason. I don't know why I feel that way.
There was one part... I explained this to you when we came out of the theater. It was something about the key or something, and then they made up a rule in the middle of the movie. I was like, wow, that was convenient.
It was like half of the key.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, there was something else. I can't. It was like later, before the big fight at the end. They were like, there's a way to stop him.
It was when she figured it out. She was like battling. She was like, when she almost fell. And then she was like, oh my God. She was like, no, there is a way. And then she went through her little notebook and it was like, boom. And then she like put the pieces together.
Oh, she had the code to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is that? Like, the world should be over already. You guys failed, you know? Like, and then, oh wait, no, there's another way.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, they can't do anything crazy because it's like,
you gotta continue.
It's a prequel. They can't top really the trilogy. And like, that's the thing too. Like, you know how like, the world was pretty much freaking ending, right?
Yeah.
But then it's like the humans couldn't see it, so it's like they're like trying to ride around that they're like humans aren't supposed to know about Transformers yet. It's like it's just tough, you know. Like I'd rather that they would just reset.
I felt like I didn't watch. I don't remember anything from the Bumblebee movie, but he looked just like the Bumblebee from the Bumblebee movie.
Yeah,
it's so, supposed to be right. They mentioned her, right?
He had to leave her. Yeah, they did mention her. Yeah.
So that made sense because I'm like, okay, they're keeping it there. They're keeping it in that timeline, so it seems like they're trying to continue off of what's already there. So this could be building up to like the Sam and the Cade Yeager times, but I remember in the Dark Knight. I mean the Dark Knight. Wow, completely different. No, the Last Knight. I just merged those two fucking movies. Yeah. Remember when the old dude was around and they had that like orange? I don't know if it was an orange car, but it was the French talking car.
Yeah.
See, that's what made me mad, is because you brought up Hot Rod, who was a big thing in the cartoon. You just never...
He's like
the
whole leader, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So the fact that we didn't do anything with that, I was kind of like, okay, that's random, but maybe we're building up to that. But I'm losing my point as I go. I liked how they went back in time. I feel like that movie opened up the door for more movies to be made, because now you can go back in time, because they kind of laid the ground with the fifth one. I feel like that's why a lot of people didn't like it, is because they went kind of backwards, you know what I mean? Like, they talked about the history, and it kind of bored a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, that's just me, though. But, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's just a ceiling with this universe at this point. Like, I'm so over it. It's like more Fast and Furious movies, almost.
Don't say that, please. Don't break my heart. What's your favorite Transformers movie? Is it the first one?
Hard to pick a favorite.
They're all just one movie.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is.
It's fucked up.
It's just one like big robot fight. But, you know, I don't know. It's fine. But what would you guys give it out of 5?
It's a 3. It's solid. It's all right.
It's a 3.
Okay, well, I go 2.
Has to be that guy.
It's not a 3.
How could a Transformers movie win you over?
What would it have to do to win? Okay.
I feel like the G.I. Joe ones in the future might do it, honestly.
Maybe.
Because you did say you liked the like how the humans were actually useful. So now there's just gonna be a military of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, it was like I think they had the right idea. I just wasn't feeling what the execution of it, like the whole, like I said, like the thing with his little brother and the archaeologist. I don't know what it was. It just felt corny. So if they are able to bring out, like, I don't know, make it feel more. See, but it's so hard because it's Transformers. I don't know if it's like possible to ask for more.
Yeah, no, I get you.
I think I'm just not. It's just not for me.
Do you know about the animated movie that they're making?
I wasn't a big. Is it like the? I wanted to see it because I've seen like pieces and glimpses and pieces of it. It looked like they were still in Cybertron.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a origin story between Optimus and Megatron.
See, now that's the shit that I want to see.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see that story continue. You know what I mean?
See, I'm hyped because.
Is it the one that like the anime that not the anime the animation? Did it look more like a 3D version of the cartoon?
They didn't. I don't know if they showed anything yet.
Damn. But, I seen something on Instagram or TikTok one point in my life, and it looked like so fucking cool. And I was like, bro, if this is a movie, fuck yeah. But
it's called Transformers 1, though. So yeah.
I have one more comment on this movie that we just watched. So a big thing was like, I felt like none of the stakes that they tried to make were really real. Like,
yeah, no, I think that again is because it's a prequel and they can't do anything because the Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't really do much because it's like.
Like, I never felt it's just any
a
of them.
Story in the like a small story in the universe, you know.
Yeah, like nobody was really in danger. There was nothing really. Yeah,
they can't. Do
I
that.
Mean,
yeah.
Unicron's a different beast. But I want to see that motherfucker.
He
in
was
action
gonna eat
for
the
once.
World, and then they were like, "Wait, there's actually another way. We don't have to die." But yeah.
But the same thing happened in Marvel. It was just cooler, because like we could in the fourth, but they did it so differently though. I'm not gonna lie, because in the fourth one. That shit was over. Like, Thanos won. And then in the fifth one, they were like, no, he didn't. So, it's like they kind of did the same thing. I guess they just did it a different way. Yeah. I feel like that's going to happen with any movie like this, you know? But I don't know. So, yeah, I give a motherfucker a solid 1, 2, 3. And that's coming from a Transformers diehard.
Damn. Well, there's gonna be more movies. So.
G.I. Joe. And I've never watched. Have you guys watched G.I. Joe?
I watched like one G.I. Joe movie in my whole life. I haven't
finished any of them.
I've never watched a single fucking one, dude. It never even like spoke out to me. I never even knew this was a thing.
Yeah.
Like I remember seeing like action figures and shit, but like never actually like. Oh, I'm gonna watch.
I should have seen that coming too, because yeah, they're like setting up this big ending, and I was like, oh, it's just messed though, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, they make it there's like a military section of like just the Transformers group, and then they did that, and I was like, oh, okay.
They're like, oh no, we're gonna fucking.
That's why there's so much emphasis behind this ending. Because they just ended on that, like, oh, you're joining us, and it's like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's like the B version of Marvel. It's like, Marvel's a solid A+, it's like a B. Transformers can't, you can't replicate what Marvel did. Wait, well, who started the multiverse? Was it Marvel or DC?
Well, it's just a comic thing. They just did that in the comics.
They've been doing this since, like, the 90s, or, like, for, like, movies, though, because wasn't.
Like a cinematic universe?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Marvel like, started that shit, yeah. They made it huge.
Dude. Yeah, they set the tone, because like I didn't watch like Iron Man, I didn't watch like Spider Man, but when the fucking Avengers came out, I didn't see Age of Ultron.
That's the second one.
I seen the first one, and then I seen the one with Loki.
That's the first one, yeah.
I seen the one with, and I think I just seen the one with Thanos. Both of the ones with Thanos. Yeah. Isn't there five?
Four.
Okay, so then I seen three of the two. With four, and I missed that second one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my thing. It just felt like they were trying to go in that direction.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to a different multiverse with the Flash and DC.
Another universe, yeah.
Yeah, that one's kind of crazy too. But what were your thoughts?
I actually liked it a lot.
Really?
Like the main criticism everybody's saying about it. Is the special effects, right? It looks, like, really kind of off sometimes. But, again, that's not why I watch movies. I watch movies for the story. Mm. And I think this movie has a really good story. It's really consistent. Like, it has a good mix of, like, fun. And then there's the heart, too. And I say this about Marvel movies all the time, where it's like, oh, it feels good enough when they just have, like, they do a little story at the start. Then we just have some fun action. And then, remember this is what the story's about at the end. But this movie has it throughout. It's about his mom, right? And they sprinkle that out throughout the entire movie. And then I think by the ending, I didn't cry, but, like, I felt it, though, like, you know?
Yeah.
And that this movie had so much against it, and it still was able to, like, you know, like, make me feel, like, oh, shit, like, this is kind of sad, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's, like, something, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just really like the director, too. The director did the It movies. And he knows how to do, like, I don't know, like, just heart, I think is what you call it, yeah. And, yeah, I also really like the action. Like, the beginning, it's ridiculous with the babies, but I'm, like, I think at some point I asked that in a previous episode, like, why can't superheroes just do superhero stuff, you know? And that's kind of, like, what I was asking for. So there's that, too. And then, yeah.
All right. So, The Flash. I'll go. I was agreeing with what you were saying for the most part. With the story, because I did feel something at the end too, and I went in, I was not expecting.
I know, right? Yeah.
So, it did get a little crazy at the end.
A little bit,
but I don't know. It was kind of acceptable. Like,
yeah, I think in the moment, like, it feels like what the hell is happening, but by the end, it, like, kind of all me. And looking back on it, like, oh yeah, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I did feel something, which was surprising, and it was funny, but I would say some of the... I would have liked more of the jokes to land.
Yeah.
I didn't laugh as much as they were... Like, there was jokes.
I was supposed to laugh. It's right the there. Younger Flash, too, a lot of the times. I like the twist, though. There's a good twist in there about the younger Flash.
Oh. Or...
If we could... I mean, I think if we spoil it, won't really... It might convince people to watch the movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, that the younger Flash is actually the villain, you know? It's him trying to do all that. Because if you just look at it, like, that's how I saw it. Like, the younger Flash is just like, oh, it's just him trying to, like, self-reflect. He sees his younger self, and he's like, okay, I gotta change.
Yeah.
But then they turn it into another thing where they take it to the next level where it's like, he keeps trying to change everything. So I was like, oh, crap, yeah, okay, now that's, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit more stakes, yeah.
Damn, yeah, that was kind of got creepy at the end, too. But, Michael, what did you think of The Flash?
I love that shit. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. That shit was good. The mom and the son's relationship was tearing me the fuck up. I was in there like, yo, bro, chill. Tugging on my heartstrings right now.
Yeah, I'm glad they took the time to do it, too, because any other movie, I feel like a Marvel movie would have done it, where it's just like, it just tells you that, oh, he lost his mom.
Yeah.
And it's like, so that just, yeah. He missed his mom. But no, the movie takes the time to be like, oh, this is what he did with his mom. This is what his relationship was like with her.
And I loved how when he met his younger self with his mom in his life, he was like a spoiled little brat.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the complete opposite of who he actually was. So, oh my God. This is why I can't be on podcast, bro.
Good.
I'm gonna die. I was like waiting for the younger him to turn into a bad guy because of how much he was on his ass about it.
That's true, yeah.
Like, I was like, he was like, this dude's gonna fucking say, you know what? Fuck you. I'm gonna go do me. And then it's just them two against each other now.
Yeah.
So I thought that was gonna be the route that they went in. But is this the first time the Flash went back in time?
Yes.
So
yeah, like that, yeah.
I love it when they do stuff like that. Like, I love it when they bend time, and I love how they did it. How, like, the memories were playing back in this, like, little fortress. But the first time he got kicked out of the, like, the time thing, whatever you want to call that space he was in when he would go back there, the dude who kicked him out, I thought that was going to be, like, some mean-ass villain. And it ended up turning into, like, it was an older version of him. I was like, okay, that's cool, I guess. But remember in Ant-Man, is that the movie?
Mm-hmm.
How there was that, the villain.
Yeah.
But that villain was just, like, a...
One version of the
villain, and then he was like an even, like, he was in, are they gonna go further with that?
Probably, yeah.
So I thought that that's what was gonna happen here, where it was like, we just seen like a figment, like a quick, little bit of him, and then he's gonna be a bigger threat down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But then that ended up happening, so I was like, okay, I mean, I guess I get it, but
yeah.
When that part happened, I was like, it kind of lost me a little bit.
Yeah, one thing I think we're kind of deprived of in this movie, which couldn't really be helped, but, like, I'm a big fan of, like, those big face-off fights
at the end.
And he kind of just, like...
That's true, yeah. That kind of just ended, yeah.
Yeah, but if they had him fight, though, he can't... Like, there's no way he wins that.
Yeah.
It's like, it had to be that way. So I was like, okay, that's fine. But it was just kind of like, I kind of wanted a big fight.
What's his, like, rank, his tier... for the DC characters.
I mean, he called himself, what did he say, the janitor?
So there's Superman and Batman, right? Those are like top two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman?
That's like the trio, yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then Aquaman, and then the Flash. There's Cyborg, but he's just getting, like...
worked.
Yeah, in this universe, there's so much drama behind the scenes, so...
Jesus. Nah, because...
pretty sure he's supposed to be in this movie before all that, too.
I guess the funniest part that I remember is when they brought Batman back the second time, when they went to go get him, and then he was like, hey, don't do that. And he was like, oh, shit, okay. All right, my bad, y'all. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
When he was shooting at the ship, and he was like, hey, that thing has shield on it.
Yeah, we should talk about that section.
And Zach was like, roger that. Skip. But then they just kept, like, getting killed, and then he realized, oh, this isn't...
yeah, this is going to happen over... yeah.
So
and I loved how much emotion that dude showed. Like, his emotion is kind of what got me invested in it, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of... Okay, so there's Michael Keaton and Supergirl.
Yeah. Supergirl.
And this story required them to be stupid and kind of weak at the end. Because they kept losing over and over. At the time, I was like, what? But then...
yeah, again, it's like, in the moment, it's like, that was so... what the hell are you doing?
Like, what in what universe does Batman
run into? I said that in the theater, I was like, frick, what? I turned to you and I said something. I forget what it was, though.
I couldn't stop laughing.
I was like, why the fuck would he do that?
He ran right into the ship, and he's like, all right, I'm going down. What did he say? What was the line?
Like, shoot, I forget.
He's like, I'm going down alone, or something like that.
He's like, I'm not going to go out alone, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he went out alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the setup. Again, like, in the moment, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? But then, later, it's like, oh, okay.
All right.
But
do they have to introduce that? Like,
is it really a universe where Batman's that stupid? Like,
yeah, no, that Batman was whack as fuck.
And then when they went back in time, and then they're like, oh, Batman has the shield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What? But yeah. Sorry, what are you saying?
I don't even know. I forgot my point. But I think that it was because it was Michael Keaton. So when I seen him in the trailers, I was like, that just doesn't feel like Batman. I just don't feel like, you know, Bruce Wayne.
I mean, he was Batman, though, like, in an old movie, right?
Ew.
Yeah,
in, like, I forget, I get all the old movies mixed up.
That makes sense, then.
Brought him back.
You know who also was Batman? George Clooney.
Oh, we already spoiled the whole thing. But, yeah.
That was funny.
That's another thing. The cameos were pretty funny in this movie. They had Nicolas Cage as Superman.
Because at one point he was supposed to be Superman.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think Tim Burton was going to do something.
Yeah, that shit looked weird. I'm not going to lie. It was funny, but it was kind of weird.
That was weird as hell. I thought they were going to bring back the OG Superman, I was kind of excited.
Oh, Henry Cavill?
Henry Cavill?
So much drama again.
Yeah.
I was like, I was so waiting for it. I was like, yeah, no, that's the Superman I remember. I didn't watch any of the movies.
That is Superman. He is Superman.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And then it just kind of left it there. And I was like, and then we've seen the chick, the Supergirl, I guess. Does she have her own shit, or is this just what they did for the movie?
We have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I hope she gets her own, because they did announce a Supergirl movie for the new universe, because they're resetting, right? But we don't know if that's her. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think she was pretty good. I think she deserves her.
Yeah, I think she was good.
It was solid. I was just a little disappointed when it wasn't actually Superman, like Superman that I knew. But that was probably going to happen no matter what.
Yeah, because of the drama.
It was a different universe. Yeah. So.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
And things went completely left. So yeah, I loved it. I loved how he was like, I could stop my mom from dying. I'm like, I would do the same shit. I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like, if I'm honest with you, those superheroes dying and shit, I would've been like, my mama alive though.
Yeah.
My mama's still here, so shit. I don't see nothing. I would've stayed in that timeline. I would've just said, fuck everybody else. Selfishly.
Well, in closing, what would you give it out of 5?
It's a 4 for me, actually. It's a 4. Yeah.
Holy what about shit. You? I was gonna say 3.5.
Yeah.
See, he doesn't do halves.
See, that's the thing. I don't do halves.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. It's either one or the other.
Yeah.
Then
it's more fun that way.
I guess it's a 4.
I'm going to go 3.5.
Yeah.
That's where I was.
Let's go.
It was pretty good, though.
I was surprised.
Yeah. I would say...
I was mad that it was better than Transformers. I'll say that. I was like, how the fuck did this little fucking... The Flash, of all movies in the world, The Flash, have a better movie than Transformers?
It made me kind of hopeful that they can kind of get back on track, DC. Because there's so many cool DC characters, you know.
What do you mean by
they're kind of hit or miss right now?
Their universe has been pretty bad.
Oh, you guys are like, you guys fuck with like DC and Marvel.
I'm a big Batman guy, so I just want like, it would be awesome to see like the Justice League on screen correctly, like in an actual like good movie.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping for. All right, so our third movie we have is Pixar's Elemental.
Yes, sir.
So what were you? What were your thoughts as the biggest Pixar fan?
What I say about Transformers: Pixar diehard.
I'd Pixar say casual. Like Pixar casual, yeah.
Fucking rookie.
There we go. Oh, nice.
Yeah, not a hater, he's just a rookie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot. You're a hater, yeah. Transformers hater.
Fall for these movies.
Yeah.
I'm not a Pixar hater, though. I want to be.
I will say.
Wait, before we get into your favorite Pixar movies. Movie.
Ratatouille.
For a Long Time is Up.
Ooh.
But then.
Which they did a short for.
Yeah. But then I looked at all of them and I realized that, like, I really liked the first Toy Story. It's just so clean. You know?
And it was, like.
The comedy and then just the storytelling. Yeah, this is the two buddies.
Kind of defined Pixar, too. Yeah. You know, like, that's, like, the flagship movie, I feel like. Is Wall-E Pixar or is that Disney?
Wall-E is Pixar.
Wall-E is Pixar.
Wall-E.
Nice.
Boom.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Elemental.
Yeah, so I hate to admit it, but I let the hate get to me. So I was going in, like. I was like, this movie's probably, you know, all right. All right, Pixar. But then I came out of it, and I was like, shoot. Like, that was amazing, dude. Like, this is why you can't, like, or I can't. Like, this is why I always, I'm a Pixar diehard, because they always do story first, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know some people are like, they want the animation to be, like, unique and, like, whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, they will always put story first, and that's what I want to, well, that's what I want when I want to watch a movie, right, is the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, there's so many things that they do where it's just like they always want to make their ending stick and like make you feel, and they always do it, and it's so good.
Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah. That's facts. Michael?
That shit was good, bro. Remember when we went to go watch, I don't know what the hell we went to, was it like Creed or something? We went to go, we've seen the poster for it in the movies, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna watch that, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, the fuck, this is a little kid ass movie, bro, what the hell is this? But then in the back of my head I was like, it might actually be good, so I don't know. And then I got the offer to watch it, and then when I watched it, at first I was like, I'm not sold just yet, because I wasn't really feeling the, I don't know what I wasn't feeling yet. It just didn't hit to me.
Is this, the trailers were also, like, not like the movie at all, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
They're so different from the actual movie.
And I don't even think I've seen that many trailers, if I'm real. I only, like, seen, like, the posters and shit like that, so I was really clueless going in. But when the second main character, would you say that this is one of those, like, there's two of them?
Oh, like the two leads, for sure.
Would you say that that's what happened here?
Yeah.
The
Pixar always does that, yeah.
Okay. So, I didn't know he was going to be the second lead. I really just thought he was going to be, like, one of those random
side characters.
But this motherfucker ended up, like, he was persistent throughout the entire movie. And I was like, well, I actually like this guy. I like his charm. How he's, like, very nerdy, and she's the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, very hard and pushy, and, like, you know, she gets...
He's water, she's fire.
You know what? I'm mad as hell. And when this motherfucker was crying his ass off, like, him and his family, that shit was funny as fuck. The fact that I laughed at this movie, I was like, damn.
Yeah, Pixar, that's another thing I love about Pixar. Their comedy is, like, kind of clever. Like, yeah, exactly, general. Like, it's for... Like a lot of everybody. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's a family movie.
And and I'm a huge fan of, like, when the audience is really engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I hear other people laughing, it makes it more enjoyable for me. When I hear other people's, like, reactions, it makes the movie 1,000 times more enjoyable for me.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
So when that's there, that to me is, like, another, like, reason why movies are so good. And then when the movie can actually, like, cause them to do that, that's what, like, reels me in a little bit more. It makes me focus up. Yeah, no, I think that movie was it's up there with Wall-E. But that's why I don't watch enough movies. So I'm like, out the gates, immediately after I watched it, I was like, yeah, no, I was connected. Like, I was attached.
Mm-hmm.
I could find, like, for the first time in a long time with a Pixar movie, I could say that. Because I watched, I think Shrek is DreamWorks, right?
Shrek?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's DreamWorks, yeah.
So, like, I kind of just, like, put them all in the same little bubble.
Yeah.
Although they're probably not. But animation movies like that for, like, families.
See, that's the thing in DreamWorks, too. Like you said, I don't think they put story first. They put a concept first, you know, like an ogre in a fairy tale world, or a panda that
can do a kung fu panda.
Like, they do like, ideas and concepts first, but, like, Pixar, like, I know they just, like, they have ideas.
True. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, Pixar, they have an idea, but they don't just make a movie right away. They, like, they try to find the story in there first, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm generally not
you was laughing in there, bro.
A romance guy.
Yeah, yeah.
They disguised it, too. They did a rom-com. It's a rom-com, yeah. And yeah. They didn't want you to know that in the trailers or anything.
Yeah.
But it was good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It wasn't, like, corny either, which is, like, the problem with most rom-coms, I'd say, is, like, it's too corny.
I think it's also because of the concept of the world, too, that makes
it
easier.
Yeah, it's, like, kind of, like, pads it. I don't... There's a better word for that, but... yeah, I think there's, like, the perfect amount of, like, world building and, like, clever elemental stuff without it kind of being overbearing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I liked what they did with it overall. And it was a nice little, like you said, the story's first. There was a rom-com, but there was also outside of that, yeah, like, the main character story. Had to, like, have their own arc, which was really good.
What's the arc?
Her arc was trying to balance that the sacrifice stuff, you know, like
what she wants to do versus like family and all that, which is like super and related. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That motherfucker was bold, man. For a nice guy, he was bold as shit. True.
Wade Rizzle.
Wade Rizzle.
Dude, that little ass boy were fucking on her ass.
Yeah,
Claude had so much Riz, but
that shit was crazy.
Yeah. I think it's also okay. Well, we could talk about this too, but like, it's a relatable thing as
people of color for us.
Like in Asian culture, like you know, you gotta like do what your family kind of wants you to do.
Yeah.
Kind of like it's an honor thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to, I'm not describing it correctly. No, but it was
what's the word?
An interesting way to look at it, I would say.
Like heritage, but.
But, okay, let's talk about what we were talking about the other night when we came back from the movie. Michael was like, oh, they're Mexican, right?
We're like, what?
I was so shocked that they were like that. I'm sitting here
we're like
no,
they're
no,
Asian.
Like, I, like, the whole time, I'm like, yeah, this is really how Mexicans be. Shit's crazy. And then we get home, we start talking about it, and these motherfuckers, like, I thought they were being sarcastic. I'm like, these niggas is just fucking with me, bro. Like, fuck is happening? And then they're like, no, that's Asian culture. I'm
we would bring up, like, every single element, like, oh, their religion, their prayer, like, that's Mexican. Like, what? Yeah. And then, like, they live in Chinatown, and they're like, that's a Mexican
that
place.
That was pure, I was like, no, that is literally Mexico. What the fuck are you guys talking about? So it was annoying as fuck that I'm like, I was so stuck in my point, and then they looked up the characters who played the voice actors, and I was like, that's an Asian
actor. The director is Korean, so I was like, I thought that for sure would be like...
And when you said that shit, you were like, I'm just going to end it right here. The director's Asian, Korean, and I was like, nah, fuck that.
It's literally his experience.
I don't know what made... I still don't really... I can't believe that I watched...
But we were saying, though, it is good that you connected with it that way, though.
Nah, fuck that. I'm still mad about it. No. Man, that shit is crazy. I was literally the whole time, I'm like, yeah, Mexicans. See, hard-headed ass motherfuckers, man. Shit's crazy. I'm like, let me see the dad's fat Mexican dad.
And then the mom, too, the matchmaking stuff, like, that is
so,
like,
shit is fucking hilarious. Her with the nose, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's just mom's always getting up in her business. Yeah.
Man, that shit was good.
Oh, then the grandma was like, before she died, she like, marry fire, and then she fucking died. Bro, how are you gonna do that to your freaking dad, kid?
So messed up.
Man, his name was Claude?
Claude, yeah.
The armpit the grass guy.
Oh, no. With the other dude, the boyfriend.
Wade.
Yeah, Wade. Was really...
I love the names.
I was mad.
Yeah, I know. Good puns throughout the movie, too.
I don't know what girl was behind this, but she, when she basically broke up with them.
Yeah.
The girl behind us was like, what's her name? Main character?
Ember.
She was like, come on, Amber. And I was like, yeah, that's when I looked at you. I was like, bitches, bro. Bitches.
Oh, my God.
Bitches. What the fuck is this? My man did nothing. My man was doing nothing but trying to make
her
step out of her.
He wasn't trying to understand her, though.
Nah, fuck understanding. Step out of your fucking comfort zone. Fuck your daddy's shop. That wasn't getting you no real bread. Now, he was really trying to put you on game, and now you're making big money. Congratulations.
Yeah.
A part of me was really... What was the main character? The dude's name again?
Wade.
It's me. Okay? Yeah. Me.
It's him.
Wade.
That's also good, though. That's how movies should be. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
being able to relate to the characters.
All I learned from that movie is that bitches ain't shit until shit hits the fan. Once it hits the fan, oh, now you want to be on my... Fuck out of here, bitch. I gotta die.
But she she had a development in the end. And
bro had to die for that.
That's true.
Spoilers, but yeah.
Okay, watch the movie, y'all. God, don't watch this TikTok. Watch the movie.
But from the rom-com side, too, because...
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm super freaking biased because I love Pixar and I also love rom-coms.
Mm-hmm.
I think they use the formula like so well too. Because the thing with rom-coms, like what gets me is like they don't like, I don't know, I hate using that word, but like not complete each other. But like the reason they fall in love is like you have to make that so clear to the audience, and this movie does that so good too. Like he helps her step outside of her comfort zone
exactly.
and do all these things, and then. She helps him to, fuck, what does she do? she does help him, though. I can't think of anything.
Oh, no, you just exposed the plot in the story, bro. Like, bitches ain't... He just proved my point. What did she really do for him?
There has to be something there.
No pun intended. Other than giving him some fire, you know. What did she actually do for him? Except give this motherfucker a headache that he was craving for some odd reason.
I want to say, like...
There has to be something.
Because he wasn't really like doing too much for that. He was just an inspector. But I don't know. It's not really.
I mean, yeah.
It wasn't his story, I guess.
Yeah.
It was hers.
I mean, still, yeah. Though, but
going back to what I was saying before, okay, let's just ignore that.
That is a good criticism.
Because it is what I was trying to say, though. Like they should be falling for each other for a reason. That's what a lot of movies get wrong is like why are these two, like. They're just gonna kiss all of a sudden. What's going on, you know? Mm-hmm. But this movie, like, yeah, that kiss at the end, spoilers, whatever, it was gonna happen. Like, it's like really earned, you know?
Yeah.
No, that was facts.
Yeah.
That was facts.
Like a lot of movies, just like kissing is just kissing, apparently. Yeah. In a lot of movies,
like, even seeing her cry was like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
This motherfucker got her locked in. Uh-huh. Like, what the fuck?
But yeah, like even like what I love in rom-coms is like those little like small looks that they give each other too. Like this movie did that like multiple times.
Those motherfuckers
like,
had me, bro.
Yeah, I'm just like. Like, yeah, that is why I love rom-coms, you know? And Pixar is like, Pixar knows. Again, storytelling, they know how to do that shit.
Dude, they got, like, that shit planned out. Like, sometimes it makes me wonder, like, do the people who write these things, like, have to keep Pixar's style in mind? Or, like, these rules in line? Or do they approve, or do they only approve certain movies that fit their, like...
At Pixar?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Ask them,
though. I can't ask them. I don't know Pixar connections. I'm gonna go to their house.
They do kind of have a formula, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think. I don't know, cause I'm trying to think of a Pixar movie where they didn't really follow that formula. Cause Encanto did it really well. Cause Disney does this thing. This is like Disney's own animation company, separate from Pixar. They do this thing where it's like they do have that formula where it's like they go on a journey, and then there's all is lost, and then it's like, but then everything's back to normal. But Encanto did it differently, where it's like she's just trying to talk to her family members, which is really interesting. Like, she doesn't go on this huge journey. She's just talking to her family the whole time.
Okay, so, Elemental, what would you give it out of
5? It's a 5 for me.
Five
for me, dog.
Wow, yeah. Both of you gave it a 5?
Out the gates.
Oh, man, I'm going to look like a hater.
No, you're good, bro.
I was going to say a 4.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, I like
it. It was a 5 from us.
Yeah. That's usually how it is. Oh, no, actually, I'm kind of tough on my 5.
Yeah, you're tough.
I'm tough on my 5.
It's not really my favorite genre.
As long as there were no musicals, bro. No musicals, though.
Yeah.
We're good there.
But,
the funniest fucking way just busted out a fucking...
A lot of the jokes landed for me, too, which was important if you're going to do a rom-com, since I'm not really a...
Fun fact.
A romance guy.
It was funnier than a Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine
Bear was tough.
Bro. That shit was trash, man. I was waiting for the humor and it just never happened.
Yeah.
I feel like that should have been an animation instead of like a real thing.
Yeah. We did review that, so. Sorry. No, you're good, you're good. So, last on the slate here, we have Black Mirror Season 6, which was crazy in my opinion. But what did you think of it? 5 episodes.
Honestly, I just thought it was all right.
Wow.
Yeah, really? I know. But it is better than the last few seasons, I'll say. Well, no, just the last season. Because I remember not remembering anything from the last season.
So there's 6 total seasons?
Yeah. But then some of them are... I know, like...
Hello?
3 of them are only, like, 3 episodes long.
Mm.
This one was, like, 5. And then, like, some of them are 6 episodes long. But, yeah. I mean, I like how different they are this time around from each other, the 5 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like the twist. Not twist, but, like, they're doing a different take where it's, like...
Yeah, it wasn't as, like, futuristic.
Yeah, yeah. It's, but it's, like, just technology.
Technology.
Because the whole point of the show is that, like, humans take advantage of technology and ruin it. And then that's kind of what they're doing, even, like, with them.
With, yeah. Like, retro. So
it's either, like, cameras or, like, yeah, VHS tapes.
Yeah.
And I like that a lot. But then they have, like, one futuristic episode in there. Oh, no, it's kind of, like, now, actually, the AI, the AI stuff. The Joan is Awful. That, like, I feel like that could happen today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was, like, a... Yeah.
The one where she was, like...
The Streamberry.
The first one, yeah. Oh, with man. Salma Hayek.
Yeah, like, I think that could happen today, honestly. Mm.
She's bad.
But, yeah, I agree. Like, that's... I actually... But I liked the season a lot. Yeah.
I know, a lot of them were dark as hell. And that's, like...
That's
I knew you'd, like, those, yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, man. Those last two also were... Whoo! Insane. But I really liked it. I agree. It's, like, pretty... It's better than the last... Three yeah. seasons, I'd say. But what I like about Black Mirror is there, I don't know, there's not really, this is maybe just me, but like, I don't know if there's a lot else like it, like this kind
right
of
now,
style.
Yeah, 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 you're right.
So I like that it's like five separate stories that, I don't know if could be made like.
On its own?
Yeah, yeah. In like another way even.
I feel like even if people tried to mimic it, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it's such a unique perspective on things that. Such good ideas. So
when you watch Anthony Mackie make out with another nigga, it's just you're just like, whoa.
That was last season, but yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what season it was. I just remember him going to set. I'm gonna go in my little world.
Yeah.
And like, that was just like
what kind
wow.
of fighting game even like allows you to do that stuff, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That shit was crazy, man.
But right,
anyway,
yeah. Anyway, back to this season. Sorry. I don't think. There wasn't really a weak episode, which I liked. Like, some of the other seasons, you can kind of point out, like, ah, that
there
was
one okay. for me.
Which one?
Yeah, it's, frick. Do you remember the name? Maisie Day? That was the...
Oh, yeah. I like
okay,
that one.
Okay, so, I don't know. It just came... For that came out of nowhere for me. I know, because really? I don't want to spoil it. Yeah, I like the twist, though, but it's just like...
Yeah, I was for I me came to, out here. I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
I know. For me to buy it, I was just like, what? That's kind of crazy. You
yeah.
know? But yeah, it was good, though.
I liked it because it kind of like the paparazzi stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Damn. But then it was like, oh, shit. Like, then he went too far with it. So that's cool. Take advantage of technology again. But yeah, I don't think there was a weak episode for me. I enjoyed all of it. Solid storytelling. They got some bigger names in this season too than they usually do, which is, I don't know, it was kind of nice to see. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Jesse.
Yeah,
Pinkman. That was. Oh man, I'm between that one and I think the last
for the
one
best
was
one
really good too. Yeah.
See the last one, it had to like grow on me because this show does a lot for me too. Where it's like it is story focused, but like I feel like the characters do take a backseat because they still have to like, you know, follow like kind of the theme of what's going on.
Right.
And I felt that in that episode because the girl is like I couldn't really root for her until towards like things were like going.
Yeah.
Because it's like. I'm just waiting for like something to happen to her, you know, because yeah, that's like the way the show goes.
That's true.
But that episode was good too. I also saw a lot of Knock at the Cabin, but then the ending happened. And I was like, okay, it's a little different.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, that's such a good.
That episode though, I also wanted since the ending happened the way it did, I was hoping their relationship would build a little bit more, but like so much is going on in that episode already, so it's like
yeah, it's hard to. That could have been a movie though, like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's kind of cool how they did it.
Movie that would be some shit. I mean, these motherfuckers are 44 minutes long. Those are movies. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
some of them are long. Like the Aaron Paul one was like.
Was that the one that?
The Jesse Pinkman, yeah.
That's crazy how I only know
was like
Jesse.
Hour 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's I only watched the two from the season six, but that one was amazing to me. I loved and that motherfucker started. Oh my god! I was like, dog,
I know, just,
be your own.
That's like true drama right there.
Yeah.
Like,
that's like
drama.
That's some shit that would really happen too, though. Like
that's great too because like we kind of knew what was happening. It wasn't like they were trying to hide it or anything, but
yeah,
you're like, oh,
you want to see what happens.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
They did a good job at not like making it too fucking obvious too.
Yeah,
that
it was
good
build up. It was like slow build up into like the inevitable.
Even that, I was like, I was kind of.
He just wants to finish the painting. Just let him finish the painting.
Yeah, I know.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, every time they said that, we're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought that was, like, kind of jumping the shark a bit, too, how, like, how the whole story started is because, like, the hippies, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, that's kind of out there. But then I thought about it, and I was like, that's probably, like, the best they could have.
Because think about it. For like,
time period, too.
Like, when like, famous celebrities get shot up, it always be a weirdo.
Yeah.
Just a weirdo. And they have,
like, some sort of
mental issue, yeah. And they just, oh, I'm going to kill this person because they're doing something that is not normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shit is, like, I was like, that was actually really fucking realistic. It's scary how realistic these things get sometimes.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
is what, like, it's like, I don't know, they do a really good job at making the future feel like it's happening right the fuck now, or, like, we're just a couple of days away, like, weeks, years away from that shit. Like, those little, mm-hmm. I'm still stuck on the Anthony Mackie episode, that's the first one I watched. Don't judge, no, that was, damn it.
But, no, but back to
think
your
about
point,
it, like, that's a Neuralink, bro, like, that shit that Elon Musk, like, be putting in pigs and shit, like, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
No, back to your
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know how we got here.
Back to your original point. That's the appeal of the show. You put it in a really good place where it's like, it's a blurred line. Most of it could, like, actually happen.
Fucking happen.
So that's where it's...
Like the Lock Henry one, too.
Like
the crime one. If you remember that one.
Where they went to visit his mom, and then they were going to do, like, a documentary.
Yes.
Yeah, that documentary. I should've
oh, documentary. The one where he did the murder, where the murdering was happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
That shit was fucking nuts, not going to lie.
Yeah.
And they also do a good job at that, because the whole time, we're all thinking, like, who was it? Who's it going to be? And I'm like, oh, it's the son. It's that motherfucker. He was like, it's the mom. And if it's not the mom, it's the dad, which made me mad, because I was like, he would be mad if he's right about that shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, they still do a very good job at making you think you know who it's going to be, and then, turn.
For some reason, when I watched it the first time, I wasn't even looking at it that way. I was like, I don't know why. Like, that's so obvious, too. Like, yeah, like, obviously there's something deeper, right?
Yeah.
But for some reason, I just, like, shut off, and I was just like, all right, let's just
enjoy, watch this. Yeah.
So let's see them make a documentary for some reason. Mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't even think that there was, like, a deeper thing.
That one's gone.
All right.
That's just that one. You guys are good on this one, though. I think that one died for good.
All right.
That's fine.
Wait, is it on? Do you see it?
I think it just stopped recording.
Okay, well, fuck it. I'll try it one more time. But you guys go ahead.
So, but what would you give it out of 5?
This season?
I don't know. It's just also just high quality. Like, it's interesting, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would want people to see it, but I get it if they don't, like, care.
I'd say if I did half, it'd be 3.5, but
I think I'm going to lean 4, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like you said, Black Mirror is so interesting. Like, there is nothing really like it right now.
Yeah, it's so unique. Great storytelling. Like, these could all be movies if they really wanted it to be.
Yeah, if they wanted to, like, raise it.
Yeah. And I like how they're always, like, I don't know, they're just doing shit that you can't really find anywhere else. Like, what sticks out is, like, Bandersnatch 2. That was a trip.
I remember Bandersnatch.
Even though, like, it wasn't, like, the best story. It was, like, there's still, like, nobody's done shit like that. So, their ideas are amazing. I'm going 4 as well. I think it's definitely worth watching. And it's another thing that I think anybody can enjoy, really. Like, it's...
You know, Letterboxd has each individual one.
Wow.
Yeah. It's own and I only have 1 5-star. And it's the one where... That's classic Black Mirror. It's the one where you can replay your memories and stuff.
Oh, like...
That is, like, classic Black Mirror. That's the very first, like, season.
That's the only 5-star. That's one of the best episodes, Ooh, yeah, I like that. I would definitely have multiple 5-stars.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Well, I guess I don't know if you watched enough to rate it, so we'll leave Michael out of this one. But that's gonna do it for us today. This is I forgot to say the episode number in the beginning. I always do that. It was episode 71. And then it's like, oh wow, we did that many episodes. Whoa, that's crazy.
I know, every time.
Yeah. But so to get the plugs off, this isn't live, but usually we do this live on Twitch. Be sure to drop a follow there. We do it live there every other week or so. The biggest thing, though, is to follow us on social media, specifically TikTok and Instagram. We're on Instagram at Mix Podcasting, M-I-X Podcasting, and on TikTok at The Mix Pod. That's where we post clips, updates of when we're going live, when new episodes drop, things like that. So that's the best place to find us and follow us. And I think, I don't know, I'm really proud of our TikTok clips. So if you're on TikTok,
so
they're really good. So check them out if you're on TikTok. Next episode, we'll be doing it in 3 weeks, not 2 weeks, so we can include Mission Impossible in it, because we're really excited. Heavy hitter. Yeah, the heavy hitter. We're really excited for Mission Impossible. So we got Mission Impossible, Geriatric Jones, I mean Indiana Jones, and The Idol. It's
ages, bro.
Bro, why are they doing this movie, man? It's too old, man. Like, anyway, that's hater me talking. I'll give it a chance, but I don't know. Anyway, and The Idol, which is The Weeknd's HBO show, which I'm not hearing good things about, but we're gonna give it a chance because it's The Weeknd. Dude, what are you doing? Yeah, that's
The Weeknd. Yeah, he has a rat tail. They always talk about it in the show.
Yeah, but that's what's happening next episode. Shout out to Michael for hanging out with us, watching the movies with us, and also producing every podcast. Do you want to plug your podcast or anything? No? Okay, well, either way, thanks for joining us today. And you got any final words, Alardo?
Watch Elemental. In theaters.
I love that. All right, well, on that note, that's going to do it on this episode of The Mix. We'll see you next time.